Okay, let's move on to regular agenda item 445.
Amend Building Regulations Code to ensure all residential demolitions covered under the existing residential demolition delay provision of Section 24.55.200 are subject to the demolition delay provisions of either Title 24 or Title 33.
Well, I just want to say, in queuing this up for you, Commissioner Salzman, as my co-sponsor on this, that we're looking for every means we can find in planning and code to do a better job of protecting great old buildings, and that's why it's great that we've had Mr. Spencer Hoddle to the planning and sustainability staff to support the work that's being done, and that we need to make sure that we're sending the right signals and consistently to people that are trying to demolish buildings, and that's really what this particular piece is about, and I appreciate the attention to that. Commissioner Salzman.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll turn it over to staff. They can explain it better than I can, but it recently came to the attention of staff that unranked residential structures that are on the historic resources inventory were not subject to our relatively new demolition delay provisions, and these changes before us rectify that and make those properties subject to demolition review delay. And I'll turn over to Nancy or Spencer.
Good morning. Nancy Thorington with the Bureau of Development Services, and Brandon Spencer Hartle with BPS. And basically what happened was, actually this has been part of the ordinance since at least 2002, but it just came to our attention recently on a particular project. Some projects, basically there are two exemptions in the demolition delay ordinance to the existing 35-day delay. One is for nuisance properties, and the other is for properties that are historic resources or that are on the historic resources inventory. What we discovered recently in a project was that the Title 33 language only subjects properties that are ranked. That's a term in the zoning code, that are ranked to the 120-day delay. If they're unranked properties, then they're not subject to the delay, which means that you would both bypass the 120-day zoning code delay and the Title 24 delay. Essentially, what happened in the past was people would just pull their properties off the HRI, which they can do by a simple letter. But if you had an unranked property and you didn't pull it off, you would actually be subject to no delay. So this ordinance closes that loophole by basically saying that anything that is not subject to Title 33 delay is automatically subject to the Title 24 delay. So there's no way to get through it. Plus, since 2002, there's been a lot of changes to the zoning code, and so the language that was in this exemption didn't necessarily cover all of those. So this broadens that. So it just basically creates a safety net so that every property, every residential demolition that would normally be subject to a delay is. So with that, any questions?
Brandon, do you need to add to that?
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
Okay, great. Questions?
And I would just add, in order to avoid having projects being exempt from the delay provision, there is an emergency provision attached to this ordinance.
That's great. Correct, yeah.
That's a good idea. Okay. Thank you both very much. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Anyone signed up to speak on this item?
Yes, all right. One person, Mike O'Callaghan.
Okay, come on up, please.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Michael Callahan, speaking about the demolitions. I appreciate that. It supported me for years. I tore building down and sold the building material in Alaska, and it's good to see it coming down here. And certainly support reuse of all those materials. It's a good way to go. It gives people jobs on both ends, tearing it down and also on the usage end. Now, earlier on, there was a mention about a fight for equity and justice. Now, who do we fight for equity and justice? Okay, we fight you guys. Okay, that's who we fight. That's why the Bill of Rights are in place, to protect us from the authorities. You, Charlie. What right do you have to confiscate property? The camping ordinance doesn't give you that right. What gives you that right? It's tyrannical. You take people's property without authority of law. Wow. And you know the camping ordinance was declared unconstitutional in 2001, Multnomah County Court judge, also by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The camping ordinance, I'm glad you suspended it, but you certainly didn't stop the sweeps. What gives you the right to sweep? You know, you're all involved in this, even if it is different cabinets that run different parts of it. Okay? I've heard people, and I have read of people coming and talking to you about homeless. God, forever. Doing anything about it? Now, you look at the count of the people in homeless, what was it, 1,800? I think the last count was up 11%, something like that. You scratch a little deeper, you see that there were 600-some-odd people that weren't included in the count because they didn't want to wake them, because they didn't want to participate, because. As I have mentioned to you before, we have over 10,000 homeless on the streets. Do a count. One of the first parts is understanding the magnitude of the problem, okay? Now, this is unfortunate that you have chosen these things, but I do appreciate that you did kind of stop the sweeps for a little bit, gave a friend of mine a heart attack hurt, okay? He had came out homeless again. He got a week in a place to stay, okay? Had another heart attack with the next one. I haven't seen him for a while. Okay, you heard the guy that wanted a minute, 3 minutes of silence that you couldn't give him. Can't you guys do something about this? Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else on this item? And as Commissioner Salzman said, it is an emergency ordinance, so let's vote, please.
Salzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Good catch, thank you. Aye.
Hales?
Yes, thank you very much. Aye. Okay.